Hello, skiers. This is Johnny B for AltaCam.com. Today I'll be talking with former bump skier turned powder hound, Julie Keller. Hello, Julie. Good to see you.
Hey, Johnny. How's it going?
Good. Real good. Thanks for coming on here. You know, people want to know, Julie. We've seen you skiing around Alta, just ripping. Tell us how you ended up in Alta. Fill us in. Share with us the story of how Julie Keller became an Alta powder hound.
It's a long story, but basically my dream of going to the Olympics, to the Nagano Olympics, didn't happen. I missed by 0.5 when I was training in Colorado with the U.S. ski team, and my coach advised me to take off and go and ski powder, so I came to Alta, and I never looked back.
Really? I mean, tell us about those early days. What's one of your fondest memories of when you first came to Alta? You know, big powder day, you know, who'd you meet? What was it like? Fill us in.
One of the most memorable days for me was I was living in Park City and I'd driven over to Alta and the car I was driving broke down halfway up the canyon, and so I was hitching and the boys from GravityFed.com picked me up and we skied all day and they introduced me to so many cool people and they were my first true friends in Alta.
The Gravity Fed boys?
Yes.
So let me get this straight. They kidnapped you somewhere down at Snowbird and they brought you to Alta. What was that day like?
It was so much fun. We just laughed and skied hard all day. We were interlodged that night. We stayed at the cliff and skied hard again the next day.
All right.
So much fun.
So big powder day with the Gravity Fed boys.
Yeah.
Yes!
My introduction to Alta. Fantastic.
Sweet. That sounds like a great introduction. It's one that many of us have had. Julie, you're one of the smoothest skiers in Alta. Where did you develop that style? Who were your mentors growing up? Where did you grow up?
Bonnie, Scotland.
Wow, all right. Scottish business.
So yeah, in Scotland you just ski ice. It's very exposed and windy, and so, you know, and I loved it, and I knew that I always wanted to live in ski resorts, and I did a couple of seasons in France, and that was great, and then I wanted to come to America to ski powder, and I actually ended up skiing moguls, and my biggest mentor, I think my first person that I respected the most in the ski industry was Donna Weinbreg.
Wow.
She was just incredible and she was so modest and she just won everything that she entered and she was just a smooth, neat skier and a good person as well.
Very interesting. Donna, what was her last name?
Donna Weinbreg.
I remember her. She used to rip at Killington.
Yeah,
she was from Jersey, right?
Jersey girl.
All right. So
long,
that's...
blonde hair. Mm-hmm. She won a gold in Albertville.
That's right.
And she was one of the first women skiers to inspire me that I can do that too.
That's, you know, impressive. And so that's where you got your buttery, smooth style.
That's where I got it from, skiing bumps. And, you know, the only way to ski bumps and enjoy it is to make it a smooth ride.
That's right. Who wants to be jolted around? Tell us this, Julie. When did you leave moguls behind and how has powder changed things for you?
Pretty much the day of the Olympic qualifier, which was in La Plagne in France, mm-hmm. and I missed it by 0.5, like I said. That was really the last big day of skiing bumps. I still coach a bit. But after coming to Alta and being with skiers who you can just feel the atmosphere of everyone loving the sport and the weather and the conditions, and once you've done that in Alta, you don't want to go back to rock hard bumps every day.
Yeah, I'm glad you came to your senses, Julie. Who knows where your back and knees would be if you hadn't been introduced to the powder snow. Well, there you have it, folks. Julie Keller, former mogul, ripper, turned powder, ripper, Alta icon, one of the smoothest female skiers you'll ever see in Alta. Hopefully you'll get a glimpse, if you're lucky. This is Johnny B for AltaCam.com with Julie Keller. Thanks for joining in. Well, you'll hear from us next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, good to see you, Julie. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Let's go ski riding.
Go skiing.
Yeah.